ADM 101, Royal Navy Medical Officers' Journals, catalogued by the National Archives and the Wellcome Trust, Transportation to Australia and Family History, presented by Roger Kershaw. For more information and the original files, please visit nationalarchives.gov.uk/surgeons at sea.
My name's Roger Kershaw, and I work in the Advice and Records Knowledge Department of the National Archives, and I'm a specialist on migration records. I'm going to talk about using the series of records ADM 101 for tracing transportees to Australia and for family history.
Roger, when did the transportation of convicts to Australia begin, and how long did the practice last for?
The practice of transportation to Australia began in 1787 when the first fleet of six ships with some 750 convicts set sail from Portsmouth in May 1787 bound for Botany Bay, New South Wales. The practice lasted until 1868, by which time over 162,000 British and Irish convicts were transported to Australia in some 806 ships.
What do the ADM 101 files tell us about life on board the ships?
The files in ADM 101 can describe in great detail the typical journey encountered by convicts. These were long voyages. The early journeys would cover 15,000 miles and take over 8 months to complete, though by the 1850s, 90 days had become the average length of journey. On the ships, convicts were kept below in cramped conditions on the prison deck and often restrained in chains. They would exercise as part of the daily routine, but the journey was arduous with severe discipline and shortages of food, as well as diseases such as dysentery, scurvy, and other illnesses. Having said this, there were relatively few deaths on board, particularly after 1792, when naval surgeons were appointed for the well-being of those on board.
Who were the people transported to Australia? Where did they come from? And were they all convicts?
Of the 162,000 convicts transported, 26,000 were women, and it is estimated that between 15,000 and 20,000 were children, 90% of which were boys. Many were from a rural farming background, and some were political prisoners involved in the swing riots and Chartism movements of the 1830s and 1840s. 70% of those transported were English, 25% Irish, 5% Scottish, and less than 1% were Welsh.
How might the ADM 101 files be useful for family historians?
Generally speaking, the name and the age of the convict is recorded, together with the history, symptoms and treatment, and daily progress of the disease or illness. These can be quite lengthy and revealing case notes.
This was recorded on the 16th of September 2010 at the National Archives, Kew. This podcast is copyright of the National Archives. All rights reserved.